Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol and Daf Dalet, and we are starting Gimel and Beis about 3 lines off from the bottom of the 2 dots with the words Toner Rabbanon. Today's daf sponsor Leah Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing something mentioned in previous Gemara, namely a kusi shechting. The Gemara tells us Toner Rabbanon we have a brisa shchitas kusi mutars. The shchita of a kusi is 100% mutar. By Medrash Ruin was it said Kshei Yisrael Omer Al Gabov when Yid is standing over him watching him Avol Baum Mitzayish Shachat. But if Yid walked into the room and he sees that a kusi shechted, so then he can't automatically rely on it. What does he have to do? Chaytech Kazay. He cuts off the exas of the meat and he gives it to the kusi. If the kusi eats from it, so then you're allowed to eat from a shechita. That's because the kusi clearly starts his own shechita, so you can eat from it. Whereas vimlav, if not, if he doesn't eat from it, so you're not allowed to eat from a shechita. On to another case in the brisa, case by similarly, if a string of shechted birds was found with the kusi and you want to know if you could eat them, so very simple. Cut off one of the bird's heads, give it to him. If he eats it, so you can eat from a shechita. Vimlav, if not, also lechem shechita, so you can't eat from a shechita. Now, let's remember, in the previous Gemara, Abaye and Rava argued regarding a kusi doing shechita. Abaye had said that a kusi could only do shechita l'chatchila if a yid is oimer al gabav, is standing over him. Whereas Rava had said it's perfectly fine if he's yotzei v'nichnas, as long as the yid's going in and out, the kusi could check l'chatchila. So here the Gemara clarifies based off this braisa, Abaye daik me reisha, Rava daik me seifa. Abaye is mitaik from the beginning of the braisa, Rava is mitaik from the end of the braisa. Abaye daik me reisha, Abaye is mitaik from the beginning of the braisa. Time of Yisrael. The reason why the kusi is allowed to shecht is because the yid is watching him, as the brisa had said. Now the dik from that would be avol yotzev nichnas loy, but if he's just going in and out, so the kusi is not allowed to shecht l'chatchila. Whereas Rav attack misefa, Rav is attack from the end of brisa. Taima d'bal mitzay shachat. The reason why it's a problem and you can't automatically rely on the kusi shechita is because he walked into the room and surprised he found that he had shechted. Tiyuk is avol yotzev nichnas shabir dami. But if he was going in and out, so then it would be perfectly fine from the shecht even l'chatchila. As the gemara l'abaye kasha seifa l'fi shitas abaye, the second part of the brice is problematic, so I'm going to answer you that no, yotzev nichnas nami, but umitzai karilei, that going in and out, that's called coming in and finding him having shechted, so it's really the same thing. Ask Gemara, l'Rava kashi reisha, according to Rava, we have a problem with the reisha, and so I'm going to tell you that no, yotzev nichnas nami ka'amal gabav dami, that going in and out, that's just like standing there and watching him the entire time, so it's perfectly fine. The Gemara continues now explaining the second part of the brice, k'yotzev bai, similarly, matzabili karshat siparin, if the yid found a whole string of shechted birds with the kusi, k'te'er reisha v'chul, all he has to do is cut off one of the heads, and if the kusi eats it, that's fine. If not, not. The question is, amai, why is this okay? Why does he suspect that that bird's head, which he happened to have cut off and given to the kusi to eat, was the only bird that was shechted properly? So he can't trust the shechita regarding all the other birds. So Rav Menashe, he answers that no, it's where the yid hides them in his garment. He basically takes an entire string of shechted birds, covers them with his own garment, and so the kusi doesn't know which head he's being given. As we have maybe the kusi had put a sign on the bird which was shechted properly, and that was one that he happened to have been given, and so that's why he ate it, because he knows that that's okay. So Rav Mishashi answers that no, the masmislam masmuse is referring to the yid crushed the bird's head before he gave it to the kusi, so there's no way that the kusi knows which bird it came from. Ask more of a different issue. Maybe kusim hold that midaraisa birds don't need shechita anyway, and that's why he ate from it, because really, anyway, the bird doesn't need shechita. Says the Gemara, that can be because of Tamecha, according to you, Shehiya Drasa Chalada Hagram of Ikur, these five things that are key in Shechita, which we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, that they pass Shechita if a person does them, Mikas Vinon, are those written in the Torah? No. El rather, we have to answer, Kimin Achzigabu Achzigabu, since we know that we trust Kusim regarding Shechita, because that's something they've taken upon themselves and they do it really well, so they're ready to Mosak him with it. Hachanam, so it's over here, Kimin Achziku Achziku, since they're Mosak, they're Mosak, and we don't have to be Chayshesh. Now the Gemara expands this discussion. Vachsak Veloy Achsak Bidloik Siva Tanaihi. And regards to something that's not written in the Torah, that we know that the kusim are careful with, there's still a question of whether they're considered muhsik and we could trust them regarding it, or it's just something that they took upon themselves, but something that doesn't transfer over to us. That's subject machlekes tanoim. To tanya of a brisa, matzas kusim mutaris. The matzah of a kusi is mutter. And a person can be yotzei chiv with it on Pesach, meaning not only is it permitted to hainu that it's not chametz, you could also be yotzei your chiv with it the first night of Pesach, where there's a chiv to oraisa to eat from it. Nerbelazer oraisa, belazer asers, meaning you can't eat it even throughout the entire Pesach. That's because they're not careful with all the specifics of mitzvahs like a yid is, and they don't actually know all the details of what exactly is going to make it chametz, so therefore you can't eat any of this matzah on Pesach. Or Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, kol mitzvah shechazik b'kusim, any mitzvah the kusim are careful with, harbi medakim b'yosim Yisrael, they're even more careful with it than yidin are, and therefore we can 100% trust them. So we clarify this, Aramar just stated in the beginning of the brisa, matzah kusim mutaris, the matzah of kusim is mutar, you're allowed to eat on Pesach, and v'adam yotzeh b'yidei chavas b'pesach, a person could even be yotzeh the chiv with it the first night of Pesach. The question is, pshita, is that not obvious. If you could eat it on Pesach, why should you not be allowed to be Yetzer Yechiv with it the first night of Pesach? If it's matzah, it's matzah. And the answer is, Malditema, you might have thought, loy bekiyah b'shimur, that they're not experts in shimur, meaning this extra vigilance that everything has to be done, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, and therefore, even though it's not chametz, it's still not considered 100% matzah shmura, that it was done l'shem matzah's mitzvah, and so you should not be allowed to eat it the first night of Pesach to be Yetzer Yechiv with, but it's still not chametz. K'mashmal, the chiddush is that no, even shimur they're experts with, and you could be yes with it the first night of Pesach. Now, for the explaining the Braiso, Reb Lezer Oysel Fisha'im became Duke Mitzvahs. Why does he ask her? Because of Lebeki B'Shimur. He holds that they're not experts in Shimur. In other words, they don't even really know what makes a Chametz or what doesn't, so you can't even eat it at all throughout Pesach. And Rosh Gamliel, and Rosh Gamliel had said, and the question with this is, Hainu Tanakama, isn't that Tanakama? What's the difference between Tanakama and Rosh Gamliel? They both seem to be saying that you're allowed to eat the Matzah of a Kusi. And so, first suggestion is that Igabanayu, Diksiva Valachazikuba, the difference between them is something that's written in the Torah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but they're not muchzik in it. We don't know yet that this is something they took upon themselves. Tanakama holds, kivin d'chsiva, since written in the Torah, afal gavdi lo yachzikuba, even though they're not 100% muchzik to have taken it upon themselves, still we could trust them. Rosh Hashim Gamil holds that no, that e achzuk in, you lo yachzuk loy, it's only if they took it upon themselves, and we know for sure that this is something that they do, so that we could trust them. If not, not. The Gemara says that can't be. Yachiv, that's really so. Then instead of the Braisa saying, call mitzvah d'chzikuba kusim, it should say, if they're muchzik with it, then fine. Al rather, this must be the machlokes between Tanakama and Rosh Gamliel. Ekbenayu deloiksiva vachzikuba. What's the difference between them? Something that's not written in the Torah, but nonetheless they've taken it upon themselves. Tanakama holds kivin deloiksiva, since it's not written in the Torah, afagav dachzikuba. Even though they did take it upon themselves, nami loy, you can't 100% trust them with it. Whereas Rosh Gamliel, so Rosh Gamliel holds kivin deachzuk achzuk. Once they're muchzik, that they took it upon themselves and they're careful with it, so they're muchzik in it. And so you're right, specifically regarding matzah on Pesach, which is a da'iraisa, that you're not allowed to have chametz and you have to have matzah, we could trust the kusim, and that's both according to Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, when it comes to something that's not written in the Torah, the like siva, that would be the difference between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama. Rav Shimon Gamliel is more makel, that's why he says, call mitzvah chazikba kusim, harbim daktikim ba yisrim Yisrael, any mitzvah, even if that mitzvah is not written explicitly in the Torah, still they're very medaktik in it, and we could trust them. And we're going to discuss another topic, which we had mentioned in the previous daf. Gufa, it was stated, Amar Rav Rava said, Yisrael Momar Eichon Vesel Te'avon, we have Yisrael Momar, a yid who's against Torah and mitzvahs, and the thing that he's not careful with is he's oichon vel satei avon, he eats nevela, litei avon, just for his own enjoyment. We had to explain that means, and we're going to continue talking about this, that it's not lahaches, he's not trying to get at Hashem, he's not going to dafke eat nevela. If he has kosher and treif in front of him, he's going to take the kosher. It's just that if he doesn't have kosher, so he's not going to mission himself to go find some, and he has no problem eating treif, which he does all the time. So such a person, momar oichon vel satei avon, but exactly nice and loy, one could check a shechita knife, give it to him, umotalach mishchita asoy, he could eat from a shechita, because he's not suspected of shechting improperly in such a situation. My time, why is that? So here's a clarification. Kim de'ika hater v'yisura, because if there's hater and isra in front of him, loy shavik hater v'achli yisura, he's not going to leave the hater and dafke eat the isra. He'll for sure eat the hater, and therefore when you give him a perfectly fine shechita knife, he'll shecht with it, no problem. He's not going to dafke pasul the shechita, because again, he has no issue eating kosher. Asking Mori Hachim, that's really so, then kiloy badeknami. Even if the knife wasn't checked, you should be able to rely on his shechita. The Gemara says, no, mitzvah letarach. He's not going to matriach himself. He's not going to go through the trouble of finding a good knife, and he's okay with shechting with not a kosher knife. Therefore, as long as you make sure that he has a kosher shechita knife, you can check his shechita. And Omer Rabban Rava, the Rabban told Rava, Tanim Seilach, here's a brisa just like you. What does the brisa say? Chametz and Shalav de Avera, the chametz of Avera Avera, meaning people who do not get rid of their chametz before Pesach because they don't want to suffer the loss of money, so they're being Avera Avera by holding onto the chametz over Pesach. Acher Pesach, after Pesach, Talmud Beis on top, Mutter Miad, it's Mutter right away, no problem, you could eat it. Why? Because they exchange it with the matzah of a guy. They put some really yummy cookies and rugelach and sourdough bread in their freezer, and right after Pesach, they exchange it with a non-Jew, and so you could take it from them because it's not theirs, it's not Chamash Revel of Pesach, it's something they just got fresh from a non-Jew. Now, how is this a raya for what Rava said? Savrua, the Rabban, made a cheshbon as follows. Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda, he this sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. Damru holds Chametz Acher Pesach, the chametz shavuot of Pesach, if a yid had chametz on Pesach, it's asur da'iraisa to eat. But the katani, nonetheless, what do the brises say? M'neishin mechlifin. It's mutter to have chametz from this yid because they exchange it with a guy. Alma, what do we see from here? Lo shavuot keter v'achli sura. They're not going to leave something that's readily available that's heter and eat something that's asur. And that's a raya for Rava that is momar ochel nevelsel te'avoin. If he has the ability to eat kosher, he's going to eat the kosher and he's not going to eat the treif. Ask Gemara Mimai, who says this raya? Dilma Reb Shimon. He made this brises Reb Shimon. Da'amar chametz harcha Pesach derabanan. Rabbanon. Holds a chametz she'alav Pesach is only aser d'Rabbanon. And then we would say v'chim kalinon, when are we make all this b'd'Rabbanon? Only regarding this d'Rabbanon, but b'd'Rais lo mikalinon, with the d'Raisa of Yisrael Mummer who's shechting, maybe we're not makel. Says the Gemara, no, but to have a nami Reb Shimon, even if the Raisa is Reb Shimon, it still would be a raya, because miketani shani amir chlifu, does the Tana Raisa state as follows in explanation of why you're allowed to eat this Yitz Chametz? Does he say she'ani yomer because I say, meaning I think that he switched it? No. Mipnei she'machlifin ketani. It says because they exchange it. This is what they do. Devade machlifin. 100% we could rely on the fact that this Yid, even though he was over Avera and he kept Chametz in his rishus over Pesach, he for sure switched it with a guy. And that tells us as follows. Uma b'drabanan lo yishavik keter v'achli yisura. Even a situation of a drabanan, meaning even if you want to say this is Reb Shimon, the Chametz she'aval of Pesach is only an isur drabanan, that even in that case, they still will switch it, and they're not going to leave the heter and eat the iser. They're going to make sure to exchange it with a guy. So b'daraisa, with a daraisa, namely shechita, like kol shekein, wouldn't we say for sure that we could trust that they're going to do proper shechita if that's a possibility? So of course we could rely on them, and it's a raya for Rava. The Gemara continues, let's say the following braisa is also a raya for Rava. What does the braisa tell us? Kol shechlin, everyone's allowed to shecht. I feel a kusi, even a kusi. I feel arel, even an arel, which means a yid who did not have bris milah. I feel Yisrael momer, even Yisrael who's a momer. Now we focus on the second case. Hi arel hechidami. What's his arel that the braisa is talking about that he doesn't have bris milah? But you could trust a shechita. Ilim mesu echo machmas milah. If you want to say his brothers had died because of bris milah, hi Yisrael ma'al Yehu. This is a regular Yisrael. There's a situation the Gemara discusses where lo yaleinu, we had two boys in the same family. They got a bris milah and they died afterwards. So the third boy in the family is not allowed to get a bris because it's dangerous. It's sakanos nefashes. So that yid is a 100% yid. He's a Yisrael ma'aliyah, even though he doesn't have bris milah. So of course he'd be allowed to shecht. What's the chiddush? Al pshita, it's obvious. What's referring to? Mumer la'arelos. That this is a yid. He's a mumer in regards to being an arel. In other words, he knows he has to get a bris milah, but he says, I'm not getting a bris milah. Now, because suffer, what do we see the brisa hold? Mumer l'davar echad, lo yavar mumer l'chal Torah kula. That just because a yid is a mumer for one thing, that doesn't mean he's a mumer for the entirety of the Torah, and therefore he's allowed to shecht. Just because he doesn't have bris milah, so obviously he's a mummer regarding that doesn't mean we can't trust the shechita, and that's what the Braisa is telling us. And if that's the situation, so ema seifa, take a look at the next case of the Braisa, v'afi Yisrael mummer, it says that Yisrael mummer is allowed to shecht. Well, hi mummer hechidami, what's that mummer referring to? Imam dover acher, if you want to say he's a mummer for some other mitzvah that he doesn't do it, well then hi mummer la'arelos, that's no different than saying he's a mummer for arelos and he doesn't want to get a bris milah. Why is the Braisa mentioning two random cases? El lav mummer loisei dover, it must be he's a mummer for that thing. What thing? Shechita. That's what we're talking about in the Braisa. In other words, the Braisa is talking about two distinct situations. It's talking about a person who's a mumer l'davar echad, meaning he's a mumer for one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and it picks Arelus as an example, and then it talks about a person who's a mumer, he's an oichan l'vel satay avayns, that's specifically regarding kosher meat, and nonetheless, if he shechs, it's kosher. Ichni Rava must be just like Rava, who had said, if you check a knife and it's perfectly fine, you can give it to this mumer oichan l'vel satay avayns to shecht, and that's what the Braisa is saying. Says the Gemara, loy, not a raya, loy me'im l'cha mumer l'oisei davar. Light. It's very possible that we could say that a mummer la'isay davar, which again means a mummer eichel neveil sotayavain, he's not allowed to shecht. My time, why would that be? Well, kimin dashba keter damilay. Since he's already used to it, he's already used to eating treif when kosher meat's not available, so it's like it's mutter already to him, so you actually can't trust him to shecht. El, or rather, so what would the braiser be referring to? Mummer alvaydis kachavim. Specifically, a mummer for avaydizara. And if Rav Anan, this would be like Rav Anan, then Rav Anan or Shmuel, Rav Anan said Bashem Shmuel, Yisrael mummer alvaydis kachavim, mutter lachem shchitasai, a yid who's a mummer for avaydizara, you could eat from his shechita, and he's not considered a mummer l'chal Torah kula, and so that's what the Braisa could be referring to. So this Braisa is not necessarily a raya for Rava. And we now continue discussing this. Gufa, the Gemara just said, Amar Rava, Amar Shmuel, Yisrael mummer l'vayz kechavim, mutar lachem shechita asai, a yid who's a mummer for avayda zara, you're allowed to eat from shechita, and that means he's not considered a mummer l'chal Torah kula. He does avayda zara, which is pretty terrible. Nonetheless, you could trust his shechita, you could trust his kashras, you could trust him with other things as well. Just an avayda zara pointer, we know that he's over on that. Now, where do we get this from? Shekimatsinu by Shavat Melch Yehuda, Shinen Misuz. We find that Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, he benefited from the Suda of Achav. Let's just give a little bit of historical background. We know that the kingdom of Yehuda and Yisrael was split. There were the two Shvatim with Yehuda and the 10 Shvatim with Yisrael. Yehoshaphat was the king of Yehuda and he was a tzaddik. He was very careful with everything. Achav was the king of Yisrael. He was a terrible Rasha. He did tons of Avodah Zarah, got everyone else to do Avodah Zarah as well. And when he wanted to embark on a campaign to conquer Ramesh Gilad, so he wanted Yehoshaphat's help, so he invited him over. They made a whole Suda, and as we're going to see in the course of the Gemara, it was through this Suda that he convinced Yehoshaphat to join him, bring his troops along, and fight the war together. And so what's it saying in the Pasuk? Shenemar, v'yizbechalai Achav tzoyin u'bakar l'roiv, and Achav shechted for him many tzoyin u'bakar, u'la'am asher imay, and for the people that were with him, v'yiziseyu lalas l'ramaz gilad, and he enticed him, or convinced him, to go up to Ramaz Gilad. And so we see that they had the Suda together, and even though, as we just said, Achav Rav was a terrible Eved Avodah Zarah, nonetheless, your Shafet, who was a tzaddik, ate with him, so we see that you can trust the shechit of somebody who's an Eved Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, why is that Raya? V'tolam Mizbach Zavach, Mechloi Achol. Maybe Achav shechted them, but your Shafet didn't eat from them. Says the Gemara, no, Yesiseyu Ksev. It says Yesiseyu that he convinced him, he enticed him, and the only way that's done is through food. Ask the Gemara, why? Who says, V'tolam Bidvarim? Maybe he used his words, says the Gemara, in Asasa Bidvarim. There's no such a thing of being Mesis somebody with words. Ask the Gemara, V'loi, really? V'ksev, the Pasuk says, Ki Yesischa Achicha. If your brother is going to entice you, he's going to convince you, telling you, let's go do Avodah Zarah. And says the Gemara, Bachilu V'shtia. That Pasuk is referring to with food and drink. As the saying goes, a way to the man's heart is through his stomach. And that's not a joke, that's serious. You give a person food and drink, you can convince them to do something that perhaps they wouldn't have done beforehand. Ask the Gemara, V'ksev, the Pasuk says in Eiv, V'tziseyu by Levali Chinam, they enticed me against him, literally to swallow him for no good reason. In other words, Hashem, so to speak, was saying that he was convinced by the Yetzirah to punish Eiv for nothing. And obviously, you can't give Hashem food and drink, says the Gemara. You're right, Lamal Hashani. When it has to do with Hashem, it's totally different. Since Hashem doesn't eat and drink, the Hasasa, the convincing, is totally different. But obviously, that's not a raya for people, because anyway, Hashem can't really be convinced to do anything. It's clearly a borrowed term when it's being used in regards to Hashem. But when referring to people and they were being convinced or enticed to do something, that's only through food and drink. The Gemara continues asking, maybe a Shafet only drank wine, but he didn't eat any of the meat. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because Mashna Shtia, why would drinking be any different? Remember, Achav's an Avid Avodah Zarah, and that means that this is wine that's considered to be coming from an Avid Avodah Zarah, and if your Shafet drank it, that must mean that Momer L'Davar Echad is not a Momer L'Chala Torah, as the Gemara states right now. Damrinin, it must be that we say Momer L'Avodah Zkechavim Loi have a Momer L'Chala Torah Kula. It's just because he's a Momer for Avodah Zarah, that doesn't mean he's a Momer for all of Torah, and therefore you could drink his wine. So Achil Lanami, same thing regarding food. Momer L'Avodah Zkechavim Loi have a Momer L'Chala Torah Kula. Being a Momer for Avodah Zarah is not a Momer for all of Torah, so why would he drink his wine and not eat his meat? That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Nah, Hachi Hashta, is that really so? There is a difference. Shtia Stam Yenam Hu. In regards to drinking wine, that's called Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is wine that comes from Avodah Zarah. We don't know if they used it in their worship of their Avodah Zarah. It's Stam Yenam. It's wine that comes from them, but we don't know what it was used for. V'adayin Loi Nesar Yenam Shel Avdei Chavim. And such wine that comes from people who are Avodah Zarah didn't yet have an Isser on it. It only became Isser at the time of Hillel and Shammai, which was way later. And that's why Yeshua was able to drink it. Aval Chil, in regards to eating, Emel Chamei, but I'll tell you that Momer L'Avodah Chavim have a Momer L'Chala Torah Kula. That if a person is Momer for Avodah Zarah, he is Momer for the rest of the Torah, and that's why Yeshua didn't eat his meat and drink his wine. So again, there's no raya that Yeshua ate his meat. Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seim, either you could say, Lav Urche Demaka Mishti B'Loi Mechla, that it's not regular for a king to sit and drink wine without eating. It just doesn't work like that. Ibai Seim, alternatively, you could say, Vayizbach V'Yiseyuksev, it says these two words together, Vayizbach, that he shechted, Vayiseyu, and he enticed him, he convinced him. And so what does that tell us? Ma'isisai, how did he convince him? Bezvicha, with the shechting, namely with the meat that he ended up eating. The Gemara is asking, though, Vidil Ma'ivadio Zavach, maybe Avadio is one that did the Shechita. Who's Avadio? So we know him as one of the Navi and one of the Trei Asar, and actually he was a servant or he worked in the house of Achav. He was part of the staff. He was a big tzaddik. He saved 100 Neviim from Izevel, Achav's wicked wife. She went on a manhunt to kill all the Neviim. He saved these 100 Neviim. Because of that, he was Zaycha to Nevuah. So Gemara is asking, maybe he was the one that did the Shechita. The Gemara says, no, Lo Raiv Ksev. The Pasuk says, Lo Raiv, that many animals were shechted, and Avadio will have a sapik. Avadio would not have been able to do all that Shechita. Ask Gemara, Vidil Moshev Asalafim Zvuach. Maybe the 7,000 shechted. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, V'sharti B'Yisrael Shivas Alafim Kol Abrikayim Asher Loib Karu L'Baal Gaimer, that have left 7,000 Yidin, that they did not bend their knees to Baal. In other words, even though the majority of Achav's kingdom did do Avodah Zarah, there were 7,000 Yidin that did not. So maybe some of those Yidin were the other Sheikhtim. So that's why Yeshav was able to eat from the Shechita. The Gemara says, no, Tamur Yahav Matar Mizevel, they were hiding from Mizevel, so they wouldn't be killed. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma Gavri D'Achav Hav Mali. Maybe the rest of Achav's staff were okay, and that they were able to Shecht, and they weren't terrible, says the Gemara, L'Sakadadach Kampi. The Pasuk says, Moshel Makshiv Al Dvar Shaker, Kol Meshur Sevashayim. If a Moshel, a ruler, he pays attention to, meaning he's a person of falsehood, so all of his Mesharsim, all of his attendants, his servants, the people that help him, they're also Rishayim, so it can't be that Achav's men were good. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma Gavri D'Achav and Namili Hav Mali. So maybe Yeshav's people that were with him also weren't good, and so everything works out. Zavoch Gavri D'Achav, Achav's men, they Shechted, Achav Gavri D'Yeshavat, so Yeshavat's men ate from that Shechita. Zavoch Avadya, and Avadya Shechted, Achav Yeshavat, Yeshavat ate that, and that's enough. One person Shechting for one person. Says the Gemara, L'Sakadat can't be either. Midim Moshel Makshel Adar Shaka Kom Shars of Rishayim, from the fact we just quoted this Pasuk that tells us that if the ruler's bad, all of his people are, so all Dvar Emes, Mesharsim Tzadikim. If the ruler is into Dvar Emes, he's a man of truth, then all of his Mesharsim are Tzadikim, so it had to be that all the Yeshavat's retinue that was with him, they were okay. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma Zavoch Gavri D'Achav, maybe Achav's men Shechted, Achal Achav Gavre, that's what Achav and his men ate, Zavoch Gavri D'Yeshavat, Achal Yeshavat V'Gavre, and whatever Yeshavat's men Shechted, shechted, Yeshafat and his men ate. Meaning, who says that whatever Yeshafat ate was shechted by Achav and his men could be that Yeshafat had his own shechtim with him and they shechted their own meat. Hey, off on top, the Gemara answers, Lehav mafag nafshim yinei. Literally, this means Yeshafat didn't separate or distance himself from him. In other words, Yeshafat trusted Achav and they actually displayed a friendship with each other. The Gemara asks Manolan, how do we know this? So, Ilim Yilchsev, if you want to say it's from the pasuk, it says, Kamayni kamaychi kami kamecha. This is a pasuk in which Yeshafat tells Achav that he's going to come with him and he's going to fight the war. Literally translated, this means, I'm like you and my people is like your people or with your people. And since the double lashon, right now the Havamina is that Yeshafat's telling him that I'm going to fight the war with you, but also I'm close and I trust you. The Gemara says, that can't be because Elamiat, if that's really so, Chinami. Do you want to say the continuation is pasuk when he says, my horses are like your horses, that has to do something with trusting him in regards to halacha? That can't be. El rather, it must be the words Yeshafat mean, that whatever happens to your horses in battle is going to happen to mine. So over here, in regards to the first part of the pasuk, when he told him, kamani kamaycha, kaami kamecha, he means to say, whatever happens to you and to your people is going to happen to me and my people, meaning we're together in battle. So there's nothing to do with trusting him in halacha. El mehacha must be from here. Umelchi Shava Yeshafat Melchi Yehuda Yoshim Ish Al Kisay Milubashim Begadim. Then the Melchi Shava referring to Achav and Yeshafat Melchi Yehuda, they were sitting each man on his throne, dressed in their nice clothing. Where were they? Begayren Pesach Shar Shimron, in the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate by Shimron. Ask the Gemara, my Gayren, what does that mean? The threshing floor. Ilam Begayren Mamish. If you want to say there was actually a real threshing floor, that can't be because Atu Shar Shimron Gayren Hava, was the gate, the entrance of Shimron, a threshing floor? That makes absolutely no sense. First of all, there's not going to be a threshing floor at the entrance to the city anyway, but also it just doesn't make sense it would be like that. El rather, what does it mean to say ki gairen? They were sitting like a gairen. What does that mean? Did not have mishnah Sanhedrin Isaac Khatsi Garnagula, the Sanhedrin, they would sit like a half circle gairen, Kadeshu Rain Zaz, so they could see each other. In other words, Sanhedrin would sit in a semicircle. That's so they could all talk in halacha with each other. Every person was able to see everybody else. They were just sitting in a straight line, so the Dayanim at the extreme ends wouldn't be able to talk to each other, see each other. That's why the semicircle is very helpful for halachic discussion and being able to talk with each other. That also creates Avon Yedidus, and it's the same exact thing over here when it says they were sitting in the gairen, they weren't actually in a gairen. That means they were sitting in the shape of a gairen, this half a circle, and that shows a great friendship and yedidus between Yoshafat and Achav. And it wasn't just that, it was even from a halachic standpoint that Yoshafat trusted Achav. And so we see from this very long discussion that a person, even though he's a mormel of Yoshafim, he does have a zara, you still could trust his shechita. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.